Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. To hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com.
It's a glance at the big picture view of God's plans and purposes, detailed in His Word. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. I'm Ryan Thomas. Dr. Michael Rudelnik is a professor of Jewish studies at the Moody Bible Institute and editor of a new one-volume commentary on the entire Bible. Dr. Rudelnik returned to help paint us a clear, big-picture view of God's plans and purposes by more fully understanding the setting of the Scriptures, its authors, and the audience. Neil asked Michael for advice as we try to read Scripture in the context it was meant for us.
Always, always, always read the verse or a passage or a paragraph in context. I encourage people, if you're reading a book of the Bible, before you get down to the nitty-gritty paragraph by paragraph, read the whole thing as quickly as you can. So, for example, when I teach a course in Hebrews, which is what I taught last semester, I had my class read Hebrews every week as part of their assignments, and in one sitting. And so that was over less than an hour, about 45 minutes for them to read the whole book. And then as we studied the parts, they said it became so much clearer to read it in light of the whole. Always when you have a problem, keep reading before and go. You know, if you read a verse and you think, I don't understand what this means, read what went before it, read what goes afterwards. It will usually clarify it.
And does it matter, translations, I mean, or, you know, paraphrases? Do you read it different in a different translation just to get a different look at it?
Yeah, you know, usually I think you can get the big picture by reading a good translation. And that's when I think you should read it whole. I personally like the Holman Christian Standard Bible. It's a really good, contemporary, easy-to-understand, accurate translation. But there are lots of good translations. The ESV is great. The New American Standard Updated is a great translation. There are all these great translations. We have that. Now, the way that multiple translations really come in, I think this will help someone, like as you asked before, about someone who doesn't know Hebrew or Greek. Where should I study? Here's what you do. If you read, you're studying something more intently, not just an overview reading, but you're let's say you're preparing a Sunday school class, or you're going to be in a home group Bible study, and you're preparing your participation in it, and you're working on a paragraph, I would read it in five or six different translations, or maybe even more if you have them. And what you're going to find is they'll pretty much say the same thing, but if there's any kind of variation in terms of what it means, slight differences, that's where I would focus my study, because that means that there's either a translation issue or a issue relating to the text of that passage, or an interpretive issue that you have to look at. And so when you read multiple translations, what you're really looking for are the differences, not the similarities.